And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 7th of February, 2014. It's the birthday of Sinclair Lewis, Sauk-Satter, Minnesota, 1885, went off to Yale University, became a journalist, traveled all across the country, traveled around Europe, but most of his books are set in small-town Midwestern America. His first big success, his novel Main Street in 1920. It's the birthday of Laura Ingalls Wilder, born just north of Pepin, Wisconsin, 1867, who began writing when she was in her 60s, The Little House on the Prairie, and other books in the Little House series. It's the birthday of the poet David Ignato, born in Brooklyn, 1914. His father was a Russian immigrant who loved Tolstoy, Turgenev, and Chekhov. The son had to go to work in the family bindery company, eventually became president, but still wrote poetry whenever he got the chance. His books include Rescue the Dead and I Have a Name. And it's the birthday of Charles Dickens, born Portsmouth, England, 1812. His father was thrown in debtor's prison when the boy was 12. He was forced to go work in a factory, putting labels on jars of shoe polish. He never forgot that. By his mid-40s, Dickens was a very popular and successful writer. He'd written Oliver Twist and Nicholas Nickleby, A Christmas Carol, David Copperfield, earned enough money he could buy a country house called Gad's Hill Place near where he had grown up. The same year he bought that house, he helped his friend Wilkie Collins write a play, and Dickens hired the cast, which included an 18-year-old actress named Ellen Ternan. And Dickens, who was 45, fell in love with Ellen, became frustrated by his marriage of more than 20 years, the 10 children he had to support. He felt that he and his wife, Catherine, were simply not made for each other. And a year later, he and his wife separated. Dickens's affair with Ellen Ternan lasted for the rest of his life, though he was very careful to keep her out of the public eye. He wrote less and toured more. After that, he gave readings of A Christmas Carol, which he did in very dramatic fashion. He made a tour of the United Kingdom, giving 149 performances of selections from his novels, in which he reenacted Bill Sykes's murder of his lover Nancy from Oliver Twist. In the late 1860s, he gave a reading tour of the United States, 76 shows, even while his health was failing and he suffered from repeated small strokes. Doctors warned him not to do it again, but 3 months after his final public reading, he died of a cerebral hemorrhage at the age of 58. Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin. Our ground time here will be brief. Blue landing lights make nail holes in the dark. A fine snow falls. We sit on the tarmac, taking on the mail, quick freight, trays of laboratory mice, coffee and Danish for the passengers. Wherever we're going is Monday morning. Wherever we're coming from is Mother's lap. On the cloud pack above, strewn as loosely as parsnip or celery seeds, lie the souls of the unborn, my children's children's children, and their father. We gather speed for the last run and lift off into the weather. Maxine Cumin's poem, Our Ground Time Here Will Be Brief, from her book of that title, Our Ground Time Here Will Be Brief, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.